Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. In this final weekend before the presidential election, both major candidates are campaigning in swing states. President Trump has 5 rallies in 5 states on his schedule today. Yesterday, he made another appeal to backers of fracking during a campaign stop in Pennsylvania. Chris Potter is with member station WESA.
Trump has repeatedly tried to use the natural gas business as a wedge issue against Democratic nominee Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. Before a packed crowd gathered in Butler, some 30 miles north of Pittsburgh, Trump said he would protect the fossil fuels industry from, quote, maniacs who oppose it.
Moments ago, I signed an order to protect Pennsylvania fracking and block any effort to undermine energy production in your state.
The order actually only requires federal agencies to study the potential consequences of a fracking ban, which Biden's platform does not call for, though Biden does favor an eventual transition away from fossil fuels. For NPR News, I'm Chris Potter in Pittsburgh.
Democrat Joe Biden returning to the swing state of Pennsylvania today. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that Biden will be in Philadelphia 2 days before Election Day.
Biden is expected to make one of his strongest pitches yet for voters to cast their ballots on Tuesday. His stop in Philadelphia comes on the heels of a campaign swing through the Midwest. Speaking in Michigan on Saturday, Biden said the power to change the country is in the hands of the American people.
I don't care how hard Donald Trump tries. There's nothing, let me say it again, there's nothing that he can do to stop the people of this nation from voting in overwhelming numbers and taking back this democracy.
Pennsylvania is critical in this year's election. It's a state that President Trump won by a narrow margin in 2016. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Philadelphia.
North Carolina's Democratic governor is calling the police use of pepper spray on participants of a voting rally unacceptable. Videos show officers in the small city of Graham using pepper spray at least twice. Organizers of the event, including the Reverend Gregory Drumright, says they had the proper permits for Saturday's event.
This is something that we have worked on for the greater part of this month with the law enforcement agencies, and we beg them not to come in with militia force to oppress and suppress our march to the polls.
The police department says rally participants failed to obey warnings to disperse after marchers blocked traffic. Several people were arrested. Police in Canada have a suspect in custody in connection with last night's stabbing attack in Quebec City. 2 people were killed and 5 others injured. Police say the suspect is in his mid-20s. He was arrested overnight after police said they were looking for a man dressed in medieval clothing and armed with some sort of bladed weapon. And you're listening to NPR News. The coronavirus pandemic upended Halloween this year. In New Mexico, the governor urged residents to stay home and avoid gathering with others, saying the virus is out of control in her state. In Guatemala, the traditional All Saints Day celebrations to honor the dead have drastically changed. New reality taking a toll on both traditions and the economy, as Maria Martin reports.
In Guatemala, the 1st of November is a national holiday called Todos Santos, or All Saints Day. People normally travel to their hometowns to visit deceased family members at their gravesites, but not this year. Nationwide cemeteries have been ordered shut as of last Friday. This not only affects one of the most sacred of Guatemalan Days of the Dead traditions, but also a number of businesses. The paint industry, for instance, has lost at least half of its seasonal sales, as people normally repaint gravesites in bright colors each year. Travel, of course, is down, with people afraid to take buses, and sales of flowers, which traditionally decorate gravesites, have also plummeted. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
Demonstrators are back on the streets of Belarus today for another day of protest, demanding that President Alexander Lukashenko resign. Thousands have turned out in Minsk despite a police crackdown. They have reportedly fired warning shots into the air today and have detained protesters in the capital. The protests have been ongoing for nearly 3 months. The exiled opposition leader is calling for a nationwide strike this week. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.